Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our previous lesson on the minka, or grain offering, we thought about three categories: a handful of flour, baked cakes, and green heads of grain roasted in the fire. Now we want to notice the three things missing from this offering. In the next lesson, we'll note the three important ingredients added. Obviously, there was no blood, so our focus is on Christ's life. Second, there was no leaven. Quote, "No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven." Leviticus chapter 2, verse 11. We will later find one exception on the day of Pentecost, but that's because the loaves there speak of us in Christ. But generally, this was true. Leaven spoke of the ever-expanding influence of sin. But of our Savior we read, quote, "He knew no sin." 2 Corinthians 5:21. He, quote, "did no sin." 1 Peter 2, verse 22. And, quote, "in him is no sin." 1 John 3, verse 5. Interestingly, the 2 points where false teachers question his sinlessness, when he was made flesh, John 1:14, pictured in the grain offering, and when he was made sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, as seen in the sin and trespass offerings, are the 3 instances where God declares the offering most holy. See chapter 2, verse 3 and 10, chapter 6, verse 25, and chapter 7, verse 1. God has thought of everything, hasn't he? Third, we might find this strange at first, but there was to be no honey. Honey is natural sweetness, and Christ was never guided by mere sentiment. For example, when Mary suggested he help at the wedding, he let her know he was not running on her schedule now, but the Father's. When Peter told him not even to think of going to die, he replied, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of, or do not savor, the things of God, but the things of men." Matthew 16:23. Christ was already a sweet savor. No honey needed.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.